Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Broadway's Golden Age will come to life this weekend as the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra present its final show of the season, a tribute to Lerner and Lowe's legendary musicals. Many of the songs created by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, the songwriting duo behind Broadway classics such as My Fair Lady, Camelot, Brigadoon, and Paint Your Wagon, have lived rent-free in the brains of musical theater lovers for decades, generations, and you have an opportunity to take it all in and enjoy it this weekend at the Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center in Sacramento. The show is 3 p.m. Saturday, May 3rd. Donald Kendrick is the founding conductor of the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra, and he's joined by soprano Ingebrigt Ziegler and tenor Patrick McGiff. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
What an exciting, busy week for you. Donald, you are the longtime music director at the Choral Society and Orchestra, so you obviously have your experience when it comes to putting together these massive shows. What does it actually take to get something like this off the ground and on the stage?
Lots of teamwork. We've got many, many people working with us to help us pull this together, Vicky. And I come up with some ideas, the board accepts them, and we go to town. And it's just been a great 29-year run. And next year, hard to believe, will be our 30th year. Three decades.
And counting. Why did you decide to focus on the music of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, especially as your final performance?
Well, I'll tell you, because they were on Broadway for just a little over three decades, and we're coming up to our three decades, so I thought, there's a good marriage right there. Three decades for Lerner and Lowe, three decades for your Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra. So I've done the show with Arthur Fiedler in the Boston Pops when I was a student in Boston, and I've done it here about 14 or 15 years ago. But it's just great music and really nostalgic because it reminds us of the beginning of many of the musicals in Broadway back in the 40s.
What songs will people get to hear this weekend?
They get to hear I Could Have Danced All Night, and Wouldn't It Be Loverly, and things from My Fair Lady, Gigi. They may not be familiar, but it's a great film with Louis Jordan. Oh, he was so handsome. So, you know, great music from Paint Your Wagon and Camelot with Richard Burton. Remember Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, oh yes.
He was on Broadway with that. He couldn't sing, but he could speak well. Camelot, I know it. You know, so they learned a sort of dialect where they half sung, they half spoke, but it was great fun. So I think this is going to be an outstanding show. They get Arthurian England, they get the misty highlands of Scotland, they get the streets of London and the streets of Paris also, and our own backyard, Northern California.
It's nostalgia on the one hand, but when it comes to musicals and songs and art, I mean, there's a timelessness to it as well.
There is a timelessness to it. And, you know, you look at Broadway now, Vicky, and we see music of Sondheim or all these Wicked or, you know, stuff that when I come home, I can't really sing the melody. You've got to be a virtuoso to remember what the lyrics were. But with these musicals, Gigi, Camelot, My Fair Lady, Brigadoon, Paint Your Wagon, I mean, they were singable tunes. I could actually sing the melodies coming home, and I could remember the song. When I was in high school, I had on my piano the original scores from My Fair Lady with the characters colored, and I would play the piano parts from their musicals as they came out back in the 50s, you know. So it was great for me to grow up and really remember that I could identify what these shows were by their music. Mm-hmm. Here, a lot of stuff on Broadway these days, I couldn't sing one bar of anything because it's difficult melodies.
Well, that's difficult to believe because you clearly have an amazing voice. Well, speaking of voices, we have two singers here with us, Ingebrigt as well as Patrick. Thank you for stopping by. How long have you been performing with the Sacramento Choral Society? Patrick, I'll start with you.
So for me, 12 short years. It feels like it's gone by so fast because it's so fun, but 12 years.
Were you already familiar, I would imagine, with these Lerner and Lowe musicals and songs as you were preparing for the show on Saturday?
So, funny story, you know, I knew the songs, but I didn't know the history of Lerner and Lowe and who they were. So, you know, it's like your TikTok brain, right? You're going so fast and you know the songs, but you don't know the history. And it's been fun to equate, you know, who wrote these songs, the time period they wrote them in, with the actual music. And it adds a whole new dimension to it.
All right, Ingebrigt, how many short years have you been part of the Sacramento Choral Society?
Not even 1 year, actually. I just joined at the beginning of this year, so this is only my second concert with the choir.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Mm-hmm. So how was your first one?
It was incredible. I felt like I was floating on a cloud for at least a week afterwards. There's just nothing else like it.
As you've been preparing for the show on Saturday, what's it like to sing what are really iconic songs with a full chorus and an orchestra?
So these songs, they're all just beautiful on their own. But when you add this choir with 120 people in it and this full orchestra, it just adds so much richness and depth. It's really powerful. And being on stage, I feel like the music is just kind of surrounding me. It's almost like you become part of the music instead of just performing it.
Do you have a favorite song or a moment so far from the concert as you're rehearsing that you're excited for the audience to take in?
Yeah, it's hard to pick one because they're all great songs. My favorite would be They Call the Wind Mariah, which is from Paint Your Wagon. And that's actually a show I had no familiarity with before. I hadn't even heard of that show before. So,
How about you, Patrick?
So I just love Camelot. It's so funny. It's so witty. It's really fun to sing because, you know, it tells a story and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy that a lot.
Given that you've been with the Choral Society now for over a decade, and as Donald mentioned, they're going to be celebrating 30 years next year. If you can just talk about the value that this local arts community, this organization has on Sacramento, since you've been part of it now for 12 years.
Well, Sacramento's lucky to have a choral society and to have someone like Don who's dedicated to bringing music back to people. Music's an interesting medium. If you don't perform it, it doesn't happen. And a lot of the stuff that we perform, there's not good recordings or maybe it's old, you know, the classical music. So to be able to experience that, it's kind of like getting in a time machine and going back in time and experiencing what a different life was like. So for me, the ability to sing really cool requiems, really cool liturgical music, but then also play, you know, Lerner and Lowe in a concert setting is really rich. And to have that in Sacramento and not have to drive to a big city, we are a big city, but to drive to this, like San Francisco, that's a really big value to the city of Sacramento.
Yeah, a larger city.
A larger city, yes.
And how about you, Donald? How do you prepare personally as the conductor of this concert experience?
Well, you know, for our history as a Sacramento Choral Society has been to bring back the works, the great masterworks throughout history, specifically from Europe, but from all over the world, really, and reenact them or reinvent them for the public so they hear them many times for the first time. They've never heard a Verdi Requiem or a Dvorak Te Deum. But so we're in a sense, with this show, we're doing the same thing. We're reaching back in history, again, presenting music to them, but it's not classical. It's pop music for us. And so we've done all kinds of things. I've done backup for Barry Manilow and, you know, Sarah Brightman. So I prepare for this just exactly the same way as I do for the classics, whether it's Dvorak, Haydn, Beethoven, in that I study the scores, I study the texts, I try to relate everything to the music itself, and then try to recreate that with the choir and make them come alive again as if it was the first time we've ever sung My Fair Lady on stage, you know, but of course it isn't. So it's the process of learning the music is the same.
Patrick really hit something home that if it doesn't get performed, then it doesn't really exist. We don't get to experience it live, you know. Maybe we can listen to it on our laptop or on our phone, but it's a completely different experience taking it in live. And given that you're the founding conductor of the Choral Society, now embarking on 30 years, why do you think it stood the test of time? Why do you think the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra is still here and going strong?
Well, because I think singing in a choir is a completely different experience than playing in an orchestra or playing in a band or being in many other teams. It helps us to come together and realize it's all about teamwork. It's about sharing. It's about expressing something. It's about moving. You know, the people in this choir are lawyers, doctors, housewives, judges, you know. I mean, and yet there's something that draws them together as a group, and that's that they are bringing beauty to the world and through just their voice. And so singing is a very powerful experience because it befits them for life in ways that nothing else can. And I tell the choir all the time, I said, you know, I take this the business of bringing beauty to the world very seriously, because there's enough bad stuff going on out there already, wars and hatred, and we bring beauty to the world. And I think that all these people who are operating on people, or like one of my gals in the choir, she's a judge, and she said, if I'm not incarcerating people, I'm singing your choir. And, you know, it helps them get away from the stress of their own work and do something beautiful for the world and joyful. And I don't take that for granted, because it's an important thing that we all share in bringing beauty to the world.
Yeah. Well, Donald and Ingebrigt and Patrick, thank you so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Donald Kendrick is the founding conductor of the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra. He was joined by soprano Ingebrigt Ziegler and tenor Patrick McGiff. The Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra are presenting a Lerner and Lowe celebration concert. It is a Broadway tribute this Saturday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2 at the Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center in Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. Learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.